2AC Mornings with James, and with everything that's going on in Sydney, very pleased to be joined by our next guest. It is the Director of Medical Services at Southeast Regional Hospital and Cooma, Dr. Liz Mullins. Good morning, Dr. Mullins.
Morning, James.
Thanks for joining us. There's recently, on Monday, in fact, there was a breach of a public health order in Ulladulla where a 70-year-old resident of the Northern Beaches visited the Ulladulla Leisure Centre. He's since been reported and fined $1,000 for that breach. Dr. Mullins, one of the main questions I think on locals' minds at the moment is, are we going to have more cases of this?
Well, I think the people of the Northern Beaches, by and large, have been doing the right thing and staying home and doing what they're doing. I know some people had already left before they realised that there was a reason not to. And so we're just reminding our community to make sure that if they're in areas where, you know, they can't be certain of 1.5 metres from somebody that they don't know, to wear a mask, to wash their hands vigilantly and just be careful. I mean, the virus won't jump through a mask, has difficulty jumping 1.5 metres. So we just need to, I think, understand that at this time of the year, we have a lot of people down here coming in and sharing our beautiful life here. But we need to just make sure that we literally keep our distance from them. And I would suggest, and as the Premier has suggested, that if you're in an area where you can't guarantee that level of social distance, to wear a mask and to wash your hands.
And Dr. Mullins, what are your thoughts on New South Wales implementing a ring of steel around Sydney, like what Victoria did with Melbourne, to protect regional New South Wales?
I think it's fair to say that the New South Wales Health and the government have done very well in terms of managing COVID in this state, and I see no reason that they're doing what they've been advised to do, taking on the best available evidence, and I'm sure that if they thought that was necessary, they would have done that. I know there were fewer cases yesterday, and I guess at 11 o'clock today we'll find out if that number is low again, which would be very good, which would mean that the strategies they've put in place have been successful.
We're speaking with the Director of Medical Services at Southeast Regional Hospital in Cooma, Dr. Liz Mullins. Dr. Mullins, what's the latest on COVID cases in the Bega Valley and Yorubadella?
So we have none. I think there may be one that'll come into the numbers today whose postal address is Queanbeyan, but they've not acquired it in Queanbeyan. So, no, we continue to have very low levels. Very pleasingly, we've had very high testing levels. Lots of people have come out to be tested, and as I said, many of them may well have been people from the Northern Beaches who are already holidaying down here who have come to get tested. We've had no positive response, no positive cases, and our testing numbers are good and high. We had over 680 yesterday across the district, so that's the Southern New South Wales Local Health District, so that's from Goulburn sort of down to us, and including Yorubadulla. So we've had high testing levels. The staff in our clinics are doing a mighty job, and we're doing our bit to make sure if there was a case, then we'd recognise it really quickly.
Absolutely. All of the healthcare workers doing a fantastic job, and especially when at times like this, when testing does increase, to get that happening and get people having their results and getting them back quickly.
I think the other group, James, sorry just to interrupt, you know, we're very mindful and thankful for our staff in the testing zones, but it's the unsung heroes, I think, of this entire process are the people in the pathology laboratories. Mm. You know, they work routinely up to 11 o'clock at night, then they're on call and come in the middle of the night. I deal with them all the time, and they're always pleasant and helpful and patient, and they're as keen as everyone to have some Christmas time and perhaps have a quieter time, but they've been really busy as I said, they really are the unsung heroes of this whole epidemic.
Absolutely. Big shout out to them. Now, Liz, how many travellers from the northern beaches of Sydney have been tested here on the south coast?
Oh, I don't know that. I don't have that information. We've certainly seen some people who've come in to get treated for other reasons and things, but I think anecdotally people have said there have been a number of people who would appear to routinely come down here from the northern beaches, but I don't know specifically. I'm sorry.
What about Dr. Mullins in regards to wastewater? Is there any update on if there's still traces of COVID in the sewage in Batemans Bay, and how often
I think that was. I think the last testing came back as negative, and that will continue to happen. Will continue to happen throughout the summer, where there are increased numbers of people. Then they routinely test sewage for that. So. We may get a positive result anytime, anywhere, but as I said previously, all that means is someone may well have had it, the virus, and is still shedding it, but are probably not infectious at all. And again, it's just a reminder, and we can't say that more often, really, that the way to really live with this virus is to try and reduce the chance of getting it. And that's around keeping 1.5 metres from people that you don't know or that you normally live with, wearing a mask to make sure if you can't guarantee that distance, and washing your hands all the time. And although they're very low-tech and very unsexy activities to do, they really are the cornerstone of how we'll learn to live with this and protect ourselves. And then that matched by, if we do have a result, then those tests are done really quickly. And then we contact trace people as quickly as we possibly can to get them tested and to then quarantine them. And that's how we really restrain the spread.
Dr. Mullins, how often are those sewage tests done?
I don't know. I know the one at Batemans Bay, they had tested it on a Tuesday. I think Tuesday is testing day. And they retested it the following Monday and it was clear. So I don't know. But I do know that wherever there's increased population, the sewage people do that testing, which is great.
That's great. Dr. Mullins, what's the latest advice from New South Wales Health in regards to containing the spread of COVID-19? Has anything changed?
Well, I think it's what they've said for some time, which is we don't have, you know, millions of people walking on our streets here. So we don't have a density of population that large cities have. So that's a natural advantage. But we do have a lot more people come down to our area at this time of year until Easter, which is great for our community and great for them to experience our life. But with that comes the risk of there are just more people around. So I think it's a very sensible thing to put on a mask. If you wear a mask, it makes you realise that things are a little unusual. They're not normal. And if you're walking down a street that's busier than usual, pop your mask on. If you're in the supermarket, I always wear a mask in the supermarket, just to be certain, to remind myself to be vigilant, to wash your hands when you go in and out of a shop and keep a bottle of hand sanitizer in your car so that you're always able to wash your hands regardless of where you've been.
Dr. Mullins, anything else you'd like to add?
Just as I said, these strategies are not particularly exciting. They're not particularly expensive, but they're unbelievably effective. So we can rely on our colleagues in pathology and the testing centres to identify positive people and manage contacts. But for the rest of us, our really big bit is to make sure that we have no chance of COVID spreading and we have less chance of other germs and colds and things that are around. So there's other benefits as well, but as I think many people have said, we need to learn to live with this virus until such time as there's enough immunisation in the community so that it allows for a more normal life, but that's not going to happen for a while, so we just need to learn to live with it with clean hands and a mask at the ready.
Dr. Mullins, thanks for joining us and we wish you a very safe and Merry Christmas.
Pleasure, James. Thanks very much. Cheers.
The Director of Medical Services at Southeast Regional Hospital and Cooma, Dr. Liz Mullins, joining us there. And you can get all the latest information from New South Wales Health on their website, health.nsw.gov.au. 2EC.